Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Captain Patrick is not here. I'm not sure what's going on, but I do have Captain Rusty with me. Rusty, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Well, you got a fine crew today.
You know what? I will second that because I'm the only one who can.
I know, right?
Bill, the engineer, not here. He's threatened to join us next week. But yeah. Patrick, I expected Patrick to be here. Last time he did this and he didn't show, it was not good. So it always makes me a little nervous when Captain Patrick does not show up for airtime. You hear what I'm saying?
Whatever the reason, it's going to be your fault. You know this, right?
Well, of course. I'm prepared. I may just whack myself in the head, as a preemptive strike. But we'll see what happens. He'll come back and he'll say, "Oh, you said we weren't doing a show today."
That's what I'm guessing.
That's what I'm thinking he's going to say. But we are doing a show today, and I was prepared to back up what I said last week to prove to him that indeed I am a boater, because I have a witness that I hope to get on the phone to back up my story in Catalina last week.
Somebody saw you boating?
Saw me boating. He said he would vouch for me, and that would be Vinny Two Tanks, a friend of mine that I went diving with in Catalina. Last week, and
so let me ask you this: you've been to Catalina like twice here recently,
right?
I mean, you know, and you haven't gone a lot before. You know, I went last year, but then now you've been like two times, pretty close together.
That is true. You are correct, sir.
And now, what makes this? What's the reason for this?
Well, the thing was, they invited me to come back after my last trip, because last time I went down there was like I went over there was, I don't know, late May. And the water was way too cold. I mean, the air temperature was too cold for me. I'm a Florida warm water wuss scuba diver. So for me to jump in the water and do that, it has to be the right, I got to be in the right frame of mind. And when I saw that it was a little cloudy, it was in the 60s, air temp, and underwater, they're saying, it could be in the 50s or something. I'm like, whoa, hold the phone, buddy boys. I tell you what, let's just cruise around in the boat on this trip. And he goes, well, look, if you want to dive, you need to come back in the month of September. That's the best and warmest month of the year to dive in Catalina, which happens to be the same for Florida and the Caribbean, by the way. So I said, all right. And, a couple weeks ago, they sent me a text and said, hey, we want to go. Let's take the boat out and go over there and spend a few days. So I did. And this time, the weather was much better. Now, still, the water temp came back at 68 degrees. Now, you may think, oh, that sounds okay.
No, it's still cold.
That is still friggin' cold, my friends, especially for a Florida warm water wuss like myself. The springs in Florida is like 72, 74 year-round. And that is cold to me. Okay, now for folks in Chicago or where else, Midwest cold water divers are like, oh my gosh, that's bath water diving. Yes, I am spoiled rotten. There's no question about it, and I'm a bit jaded when it comes to that kind of stuff. But I had committed, and I said, okay, let's go. I'll figure out a way to manage the cold water, and I went out there, and I dove with them for a week, and it was well worth it. We dove kelp forest, the whole thing. It was awesome.
Now, did you actually stay in Catalina?
Yeah, well, we stayed on a boat in Catalina, so we lived on this vessel for 6 full days, and it's 52-foot, cruiser, and it was cool. It was really nice. So the three of us were just hanging out on a boat all day and fixing our own meals, doing a dive here and there, and just kind of putzing around and enjoying life, that kind of thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was a good gig for sure. But the bonus was, I was living on a boat, and it was just three of us, so I was definitely a first mate. Well, actually, It was Captain Butch. Vinnie Two Tanks was probably the first mate, and I was what would be the third man in command? Number two? Or is that just were they just calling me that because that is also what we refer to as, you know, caca?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just call him a mate. I don't think it's first mate. I think they're just a mate at that point.
Okay. Well, I got bumped up to captain a couple times because they let me, you know, take charge of the dinghy and captain the dinghy to the mainland, well, or to the island of Catalina a few times on my own. I had to go over there and talk to some folks. They said, yeah, just take the dinghy. You're on your own. I'm like, really? You're going to let me do this whole thing and I have to go and tie it off? And, yeah, you've seen us do it. Do it. You're good. We've seen your skills. You got them. I said, so you're saying that I can captain this dinghy? It's a 12-foot Boston Whaler or 13-foot Boston Whaler. I don't want to, you know, jinx myself here a little. I want to get as much credit as possible.
Right.
And so that makes me a real boater, doesn't it? Even in Captain Patrick's eyes. He said, of course. We hear Captain Patrick and Rusty busting your balls all the time on World of Boating. You are indeed a boater, and you have proved it. We have seen it. We have witnessed it, and we're willing to vouch for you. So Vinnie Two Tanks said he would come on the show today and back up this story that I'm sharing with you now, Rusty. And Patrick's not even here.
Right.
What the hell?
He probably knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So to save face, he just stayed at home.
Good point. Because, yeah, he'll say, oh, yeah, this Vinnie Two Tanks, he's just a character you made up. He doesn't exist.
Now, this Vinnie Two Tanks, does he live out there?
Yeah, he does.
Cool.
Yeah, he's a left coaster.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to get contacts around the world. So I could be like you and I could just travel and stay with people.
Well, you could do that if you want. You live a gypsy or vagabond life.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it's not a bad gig if you can get away with it, for sure. But it's good to have friends around, you know, places like that. I've been wanting to go back to Catalina many times. And actually, it was probably a first-time visit was probably about 5 years ago. And I just went over there on a day trip from L.A.
Right.
And, you know, they won't run this Catalina Express thing. You can go over there and spend a day and come back late in the afternoon and just hang out on the waterfront in Avalon, the little city they visit there. And it's beautiful.
Sure.
It's a cool little Key Westy kind of town. And yeah, you've been there. What am I talking about?
It was absolutely. And I was kind of like you. I was sitting at the hotel going, I want to go see if I can go on a boat somewhere. I saw that Catalina Express. Didn't even have a clue what Catalina was or where it was. I just thought, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Went over there, and I mean, I was amazed.
Yeah.
It was one of the most beautiful places.
It is. It is indeed. Did you know they have their own song? Catalina.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's a little dated, but they do have one, and I'll play it for you right now.
All right.
As a little bonus.
26 miles across the sea.
From, you know, Long Beach.
Santa Catalina is away.
Santa Catalina.
Santa Catalina, the island of romance.
All right, I was on a boat with three guys. There wasn't a whole lot of romance.
I was going to say, that makes a lot of sense. Because, see, I was with one of my coworkers that I went over there with. And you know, we had a great time. It was a girl. So
there was a little romance.
In my mind, there was.
Just for the record, it was three guys on a boat, and if there was any romance going on, I'm not going to judge one way or another. I'm not making a statement that it's bad or good.
Sure.
But there was no romance going on, okay?
Well, I could get it, though. It was absolutely gorgeous. Rented a golf cart, go up to the top, you know, overlook things. They got that submarine ride.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a cool place. It's a really cool place. I was amazed. And if you've never, for people who haven't been, it's fascinating.
It is. And, you know, and I will tell you, the one thing that did surprise me, the moorings there in Avalon, the main place where, you know, the Catalina Express goes in, they have this big marina there, and they got a big mooring system there in the two harbors area, the two recreational places that, you know, the California boaters have a tendency to go over there and hang out for a few days.
Right.
They're $50 a night.
Oh, wow.
For a mooring. And I thought that was a little on the pricey side. How would you compare that to other places?
That would be very much on the pricey side.
Yeah.
It is California. And
right.
It is Catalina. So, you know, it's kind of like those resort campgrounds. You know, you rent a camper and they're, you know, $100 a night. You're going, I could stay in a hotel for this.
Yeah. Well, you're keeping the riffraff out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any riffraff in Catalina, honestly, when I was there.
Yeah. Well, other than us, I think we are the only ones. when we visited. But yeah, it's a great place. I'd highly recommend it if you haven't been there, whether you're boating or not. It's just a good place to hang. And the bonus was I went over there and I got to be a boater. And I got to, you know, live the life of a boater, a real, you know, kind of like we were on a motorboat, but, you know, there were a lot of sailboats around, and we got to mingle with some of the other boating folks in the area that were hanging out. And some of them there, you could see they'd probably been at sea a little bit too long. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It happens to them.
Yeah. But it was, they were cool. They were very friendly and accommodating if we had any issues or, you know, it goes without saying that I have issues, but I'm just saying they were very helpful. Maybe that's a more appropriate way to do it. They're a friendly boating community out there on the left coast.
That's why they should be.
Yes, especially for a Florida warm water wuss like myself. All right, so Vinny Two Tanks going to join us, and maybe Patrick. We'll find out where Captain Patrick is next. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Batten down the hatches. Aye, aye, sir. Mend the bowsprit. Stow the mizzen mast. Jibe the jib boom. Hoist the mainsail and lower the tattersail. Look sharp, man. Pipe the starboard hatch to leeward. Thwarts and trim the scuppers of the port poop deck.
I'm sitting on a boat dock, paying on my condos, waiting for you to come home. I'm sitting on a boat dock, paying on my condos, waiting for you to come home.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, and Captain Rusty rounding out the crew today. Captain Patrick spaced the time. I got a text. He said, oh my gosh, I forgot. Or he didn't realize what time zone he was in. That's very possible. He's a world traveler. He could have got out of sync. So we'll find out when he gets here lecture him accordingly. Or buy him a watch. Maybe we need to buy him a watch for Christmas. I don't know. No, yeah. That'll never happen.
We get him a sextant and a compass.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Get him some sunglasses to just tell time by looking at the sun.
Sure.
Which evidently he hasn't been very good at doing today. So we'll find out what's going on.
It's cloudy here, so that could be the whole
issue. You know what? That would be a pretty good alibi. But, you know, whether or not he actually has a living, breathing witness to back up his story is one thing. I was going to, but I just talked to Vinny Two Tanks, and he said he can't talk to me right now.
You know, and now that's starting to be suspicious. I'm just saying.
No, no, he's at a boat show in California. I don't know which one it is offhand. I mean, there's one going on this weekend. I can figure this out, I think. But he's at some boat show, and he's working a booth for his company. And that's why he said, he goes, look, I'm the only one here right now. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to back you up, Greg. This is very, I mean, obviously this is a pressing thing to back up your story of you being a boater. But I have actually work I got to do. I can't sit here and worry about your reputation with Captain Patrick. That's really not as high a priority for me as it is for you.
Mm.
So, yeah, hey, what are friends for, right?
Right, yeah. I'm just saying Captain Patrick's not going to buy any of this. You know that.
Yeah. Well, he's not here.
You didn't try. That's true.
Just tell me, he didn't show up at all. So who's worse?
That's true.
And by the way, I think he's at the Southern California Boat Show in Cabrillo Way, at Cabrillo Way Marina, maybe? In San Pedro? Does that sound right?
I
don't know.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I have no idea. That. Yeah, let's go with that.
He's at one of those. But that's what he's doing. And all right, so we have that. Now, you do have some big plans to go down to the Florida Keys.
I do. I leave next Friday renting a Jeep.
You're going to rent a Jeep?
I'm going to rent a Jeep in Fort Lauderdale. I'm meeting Caleb there, my son, and we're going to take the Jeep and go down to Key West and help the economy recover, because the Keys actually open, and you know, it when the hurricane first hit, probably 2 days later, they said we're going to open on the 20th of October for Fantasy Fest. So that's going to be the opening day. Now they have changed it to the Keys open tomorrow, October 2nd or October 1st.
Right.
And so they actually, if you go to their visitor site, it says it's less than 24 hours before they officially open. So I don't know what that means as far as officially opening, but that they're open tomorrow.
Yeah, well, they've been getting some mixed PR out of the Keys and been real clear. You know, obviously they wanted to initially keep away a lot of the excess traffic because they just weren't ready to handle it, especially in the early days after the hurricane. But then quickly, as soon as they, you know, really got an assessment of what's going on, of course there are sections of the Keys that are really hurting. Still sure. Right now. But then other places are doing okay. So, like, my reports are from, like, you know, Tavernier, Isla Mirada North. Right around there is where it starts going south on you, where a lot of the hotels are still closed and stuff.
But right.
Key Largo is pretty much open for business, from what I'm being told. So you can go down there and do plenty there. But from, you know, like Isla Mirada to, you know, down there to the top of Key West,
right?
You know, just south of like Cujo Key or Cujo Key, where it came ashore, Big Pine Key got whacked real good.
Right.
You know, these are more residential type areas and recreational areas down there. And then, you know, the two touristy areas are Key Largo and Key West. And those guys, you know, they actually did okay. A lot of the properties are open. And because they said that the Keys are closed, they're suffering.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I was questioning whether to go or not, or whether I should go. And then I think what I'm going to do, because I try to, there's this part of me that, you know, wants to share with everybody, or I don't know what you call it. I like the whole publicity side of it. So I'm thinking about doing this thing of, and I can't think of what I want to call it, but kind of document the trip on Instagram or Facebook, so people can kind of see what the Keys actually look like.
All right, I got it. Captain Rusty's Keys Comeback Tour.
The Keys Comeback Tour. Well, that's a long hashtag. But
okay.
I was thinking about 4 weeks later.
Okay. Or Keys Come Back, maybe.
Keys
or,
Come Back. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
So I need something so that people can actually follow and see, you know, from a tourist perspective. But I don't know people there. I'm not a regular of the Florida Keys. I'm just a guy who's going to go back down there rent a car, and just
and support the local economy.
I am.
You should. Yeah,
I am.
And that's what they need right now. You know, as far as tourists are concerned, that's one of the best or the best way you can help them out, other than giving to the Red Cross and helping out some charity effort for especially those hard hit areas like Big Pine Key, Cujo, and down there, where they're really they're still having a lot of power issues down there. But when you drive down there, I'm sure you're going to see a lot of debris. Because what I have been told is like even along US 1, you're going to see a ton of stuff. When you get down past Isla Mirada, there's just debris, lined up along the road that they haven't been able to cart out of there yet. So, but the roads are open and a lot of the businesses are open.
I want to take lots of pictures, and I'm going to take my drone. So I want to do that. Also, I want to tip more than normal. So to help the economy, and I know these people that work there. So I'm going to try to double whatever my tip would be. I'm going to just try to double it.
Well, there you go. I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful.
But I have heard fairly positive things about Key West, so that they didn't, they didn't suffer nearly as bad as a lot of people think they may have. So, if you're going down there, on a cruise ship stop or something like that, there's places to go. As far as how the boating and the rentals, are you going all the way down there to Key West and hang out for a few days or what?
Yeah, actually, we're staying at the Margaritaville Hotel right there at Mallory Square. So we'll be
in the heart of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the plan.
Good. Are you going to go boating? Are you going to rent a boat?
We may rent jet skis or rent a boat. We're definitely going to go on a fishing trip. So I'm going to find somebody when I'm down there to take us out.
Mm-hmm.
I figure that shouldn't be too hard either. So hopefully, and I don't know if we'll do a party boat or just one, where we go just me and Caleb.
Well, wait, a fishing boat would be kind of a party boat. They're kind of one and the same.
It is.
Yeah, you can do that as long as the captain's at control and you're not that person. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick. No, not here. Not here in the flesh, but he still says he's going to be here.
Why would he come at this point?
Well, I mean, he would. That's a good question. I don't know. But he says he's on his way. He just spaced the time. I do have Captain Rusty. So, he's probably listening right now going, should I stay or should I go? Because he knows if he goes and he shows up here, we're going to bust him. We're going to bust him.
That's
good.
That's true.
Because he is due. I mean, God knows he's dished it out many times before. So this might be one of the things that's holding him up a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if he shows before the end of our little virtual cruise through the latest boating news and information or not. But time will tell. All right.
It will.
But we're focused on the future. I mean, Rusty's going down to the Florida Keys. You think you're going on a fishing trip, but you're not sure. You're just going to kind of go with the flow. How many days you plan to spend down there?
Actually, we're getting there Friday morning, and we will leave Monday afternoon. So not a long time, but it's really perfect. I planned it so me and Josh and Caleb, first trip with both of my boys, since they left home, we were going to go together, but my oldest, he's a fireman or a first responder, and so the hurricane kind of messed up his schedule, so he's not going to be able to go.
Mm.
So it'll just be me and Caleb.
I see.
We'll have fun without him and send him pictures.
Well, there you go. Yeah, rub it in. Oh, you should have been here. The fishing's awesome.
Yeah,
I would think, after a hurricane like this, though, you guys might score big time in that regard, too. One of the things I've been kind of monitoring on my diving world, I got my antennas out there for lobster walking. But I have heard that the fish, the bite, is pretty strong right now after the hurricane because, they went through a week or so of people not going out and maybe fish are scavenging. I'm not sure how the fish work, but after big storms like this, lobster gets stirred up and they have a tendency to walk, which makes them easier to catch, or they repatriate different sections of the reef or more popular sections that divers visit a lot. And are usually the first places that get fished out are now being repopulated by the lobsters because they're walking. Hmm. And I plan to take advantage of that, hopefully. I'm also going to the Turks and Caicos. We'll talk about that next. Stay close to the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Yeah, I can see us all now by the light of the moon. One big party on two pontoons. With flip-flops, tank top bikinis, and no dress code. We'll be surrounded by acres of swimming pool. Wall-to-wall coolers of barbecue. Inboards, outboards, overboard, throw me a rope. Yeah, come one, come all, tonight we're gonna rock the boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that is me along with Captain Rusty. All right, so Russ is going down to the Keys. It'll be interesting to hear how that goes. We'll cover that, you know, it'll probably take a couple weeks. I'm heading over to the Turks and Caicos, so I'll have a little adventure to share here in a couple weeks as well.
That place didn't fare well, did it?
Well, the first one, what was it? Well, Irma came through and whacked Turks and Caicos pretty good.
Right.
And I was a little concerned about this big trip we have planned. It's a pretty big adventure we have scheduled for our Scuba Radio listening crew. It's our 20-year anniversary, actually. So I was like, oh, gosh, is that going to derail our trip? But, you know, it was like a month out at that point. And Turks and Caicos took a pretty strong hit. But I figured with that much of a pad, maybe we'd be okay. And sure enough, what happened was they did get hit pretty good. They lost power. But the boat, you know, it's a boat. It's a liveaboard boat. So as long as the marina was okay, they got the boat clear out of harm's way. It sailed down to Jamaica. And I knew the boat would be fine, but I wasn't sure about the marina. But after the storm, a few days, they didn't have power, but the marina was fine. The airport, you know, got back open after a few days. And, you know, after a week or two, Turks and Caicos was starting to function. And as far as doing the trip, it was fine. They're still, you know, suffering from things. And then lo and behold, here comes, Hurricane, which one was it? The third one.
Maria?
Yeah, Maria comes through. And I'm like, oh, great. Are you kidding? Luckily, that one was far enough east where it just ended up being like 30-mile-per-hour winds, not a big deal. So
our trip was good. It hit Puerto Rico pretty hard, yeah.
And, you know, it did, absolutely. But the Turks and Caicos were kind of spared on Maria. So they're doing okay. They're bouncing back. And most of the you know, infrastructure and stuff is coming back to life. And the trip will be fine. And the boat we're going to be on is fine. So
I have two questions about this.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first question, somebody told me the other day that out of all the Caribbean islands, the Turks and Caicos are the prettiest.
They are very nice. Well, you know, when I live on the boat for the week and I look off the bow or just off the side, just enjoy the view, it basically just picture being in your own Corona beer commercial because that's exactly what it's like. White sand beaches, little sand spits, not a whole lot of development where we go cruising around to dive and stuff for the week. And it's just, turquoise blue water. It's just beautiful. Just beautiful. But it's like a Corona beer commercial. So it is awesome. And the visibility is usually great this time of year if you're not in the middle of a hurricane. So, you know, we will have about a 2-week pad since the last hurricane came through the area and stirred things up. So I'm hoping that with that much time that the visibility will be back to gin clear. Good. We'll see. Time will tell. It could still be a little stirred up. Time, yeah, I just don't know. But it'll be a great trip. I know that for a fact. Hey, guess what, Rusty?
Captain Patrick's here.
He is, Rusty.
What? He's here. Got 20
we got
minutes
a
left.
Crew, after all. I did it. You know, I went through all this trouble, Patrick. I actually booked a guest today that was with me in Catalina who was here to witness that I am indeed a boater, and I booked him specifically for you, and then you didn't show. You didn't hear him.
Is this going to be all about you?
Say it again.
Is this going to be all about you?
Well, it usually is. Why?
Okay, because I was doing something, and my apologies,
because other than the time when I got hit head on when I was on my motorcycle.
Well, I mentioned that at the beginning of the show.
I don't believe I've ever missed a show or been late to a show. Usually I'm the one waiting for you to open up the studio.
Right.
But I did have an appointment this morning where I did a triple platelet donation. So,
okay. So you're going to use that excuse like, "Hey, Greg, I was busy trying to save the
lives."
World.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, lame. Yeah, I mean, couldn't you have come up with something a little bit more creative than that?
Nothing Patrick? More creative than the truth, my friend.
Oh, geez.
And Captain Patrick, just so you get the full truth of disclosure here, the guy that was going to defend Greg about voting never was actually on the show. At the last minute, something came up.
Well, of course.
So he wasn't here. Listen, we didn't know that Greg, he said that.
Greg isn't about to guilt me into anything at this point in time after all these years. So, yeah, no worries. But I do apologize because usually after doing a platelet donation, it really doesn't bother me. It's not like a blood draw because you get your blood back, although the chemical that they put in there makes you feel a little wonky at times. And this one, for whatever reason, hit me a little hard.
Yeah. And you fell asleep or something?
Well, I set my alarm on my phone to go off, and I just inadvertently had put in the wrong number. So I was involved with some other stuff, and then I saw the chime went off for your text, and it was like, "Yeah, are you coming?" And it's like, "Well, yeah." Geez, what are you bothering? Oh, no. It's five minutes after two.
Yeah. Well, it happens. Yeah, I'll give you a pass. But next time, come in with a better story, will you? I mean, it's all great. You're saving the world, trying to help out humanity. You know, next time you say, "Look, Greg, I was on my way to the studio. You know, after all these hurricanes, it stirred up the exotic animals. I was driving my motorcycle and out runs a 15-foot alligator. And I have to wrestle this thing because, you know, he pulled out right in front of me. I swerved. I fell off my thing. And I had to wrestle him to get him off the road to save the other motorists so it wouldn't happen to them, and it took a leg." It tried to bite my leg off, but as you know, I have a titanium rod in it now, and it you know, you just got to build on it. You know what I mean?
That's not happening. You know, you're still trying to convince people that your open heart surgery scar was from a shark attack.
Yeah, okay. Easy for you to say.
The only shark in the world that wears braces because the bite mark is perfectly straight.
It can happen.
Yeah. So, not sure what you guys were talking about. And honestly, at this point in time, I really don't care.
Yeah. Well, you're all loopy, so that's fine.
Well, I'm not loopy.
Perfect frame of mind to take the helm of the world of boating.
Can I go slightly off course with something?
To refresh you or bring everyone else up to speed that has, you know, dozed off like you.
I never said I dozed off.
Oh, okay.
I was doing other things.
Kind of like a drunken stupor kind of thing?
Didn't say drunken stupor either.
Regardless, okay, you know, we've been talking about Catalina.
By the way, 16-gallon donor right here, Jack.
Oh, boy. That's impressive.
Thank you.
He's bloodless. We just thought he was soulless, but he's bloodless and he's here.
That's the guy with the see-through skin.
Right. Yeah, so, but we were talking about Catalina Island and the fact that Patrick is going to, Rusty's going to Key West next week.
Right.
To go visit and do a little road trip and a little fishing excursion. So that's
I heard the rates are real cheap right now down in the Keys.
I'm hoping so.
Maybe. But Key Largo and Key West are open for business. It's the, you know, south of Key Largo and before you get to Key West.
Where all the good parts of the Keys are completely devastated. Because honestly, Key Largo.
Key Largo is cool. What's wrong with Key Largo?
Key Largo.
What's wrong with Key West?
Okay, first of all, I didn't say anything was bad with Key West. What I said is Key Largo.
Poo-pooed Key Largo.
That's right, I did, but not Key West.
Okay, so you're saying you like Key West way better than Key Largo?
Yeah, Key Largo is Miami South. I mean,
where do you get that? There's no way. Key Largo is not Key West or Miami South. That's an insane statement.
It's Miami South.
No way.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Rusty, you've been to Key Largo. Would you consider Key Largo Miami South? What do you think?
I don't...
No way.
No, he's giving it some thought.
Well, what part of Miami? You know, I'm thinking like South Beach or something. It's not even close.
The high-priced Tony, gated, closed communities.
Tony?
I'm going to get you a thesaurus for Christmas.
Who's Tony?
T-O-N-E-Y. So the further south you go, and this is one of the challenges, of course, facing the Keys right now, was all the, let's call it the low-cost housing that had been there. Most of it is gone. And honestly, don't know that they're going to really let it come back because nature has basically cleared the land for the developers at this point. So what you'll find is some of these people who own these mobile home parks and things like that are just going to say, you know what, the heck with this. It may have been a once-in-a-lifetime storm. Once-in-a-lifetime is more than enough for me. I'm out. Give me whatever money. And next thing you know, it's the Keys pre-hurricane will not return.
I don't agree with him. But well, hey, that would be like the first time ever? No, it would not be. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Now, what type of boat do you see yourself in?
Well, I'm not sure, but I do know that I need to be out in the open sea.
Well, you got to ask yourself some questions. Do you like speed? Do you like to hear the roar of an engine? Do you want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible? If that turns you on, then you want a powerboat.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Power. That's me.
Well, it's one way to go. But maybe you want to slow down. You know, listen to the wind and the water. Have sunrise and sunset as your only clock. Know that you can go around the world on less than a tank of gas. Now, if that sounds good to you, then maybe you're sailors. This is not a hobby. This, it's a lifestyle.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spotted some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rev, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the wheel. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that mellow deep, like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, is here, and also Captain Rusty. So better late than never, he showed. And showed up just in time to say that he thinks Key Largo sucks.
That's not what I said.
Are they just kind of blow?
That's not what I said.
They suck now after the hurricane? Explain.
There is a dearth of affordable housing on Key Largo. Hence, it is, for most parts, Miami South. It's somewhat exclusive. A lot of gated communities. Ocean Reef, which is a just absolutely gorgeous facility,
right.
Neighborhood, what have you. But, you know, to get on the wait list to be accepted in Ocean Reef is some ridiculous amount of money, like it's like $50,000, mm-hmm. you know. And then if you are allowed to join, you know, that was your membership fee. And now, are you buying an existing condo or townhome? Are you going to buy an existing house?
Well,
are you
but
have a house
Ocean
built?
Reef. Oh, hold on, Ocean Reef.
Mm-hmm.
That area, uh-huh. that gated community in Key Largo,
uh-huh.
is not really Key Largo to me.
Of course, it's Key Largo.
Well,
it's on Key Largo.
But that's not the whole island of Key Largo.
It's a good part of it.
It's a northern chunk, but it's not even a place where you go visit. Because it's just one of the
You're not getting past that guardhouse.
Exactly. That's not Key Largo.
Okay,
if you're driving down, you know, US 1, you hang out and you're in the little square there where they got the the Bogey and Bacall, you know, boat. What is it? You know what boat I'm talking about? The African Queen. You know, right there in the square at Key Largo. That's the little touristy area you hang out.
Wasn't that Hepburn and?
In Bogart, I don't know, one of those. Yeah, but the African Queen boat
uh-huh.
that they used in the movie.
But the further south
there.
You go, the more of that transient lifestyle you encounter, okay?
I understand that, but that area in Key Largo isn't even close to what it is like in Miami.
And that's sure it is. Said.
What?
Sure it is.
Rusty, come on, back me up for once and tell him he's full of crap. No?
No, you guys are having a great time.
Oh, jeez.
So you're going to play Switzerland again?
I'm trying to find out if Christ the Abyss, the snorkeling place, if it's open.
Of course it is. Yeah, it is.
I just want to make sure. So
yeah,
go back and argue amongst yourselves when I figure this out.
He's Googling things while you and I argue.
So the bigger challenge is, you know, a lot of these marinas that suffered extensive damage during Irma, a lot of these low-cost living places, RV parks chiefly among them, and some of these marinas too, a lot of those transient boaters that, you know, would just anchor in the anchorages and, you know, take their little boats in and do day labor or what have you, or work at a restaurant or whatever it is they do, and then go back to their boats. A lot of that is gone.
Well, I think that's...
So
that might be a trend, but that doesn't
it's not
mean that it's turned into Miami.
No, I'm talking about the further south you go, the challenge is going to be there was an allure to living in the South Keys, Key West, because you could pretty much tramp your way through the Keys and not have it cost you an arm and a leg and be in one of the most beautiful areas in the world.
Well, I don't think that's true. Maybe between, you know, south of Key Largo, Isla Mirada, down towards the top of Key West, you could do that, but not in Key West or Key Largo.
Those
are the two touristy areas.
Could we do this? Could you at least agree that my name is Patrick?
I'm not sure. I have not seen your ID. Give me your platelet donation card. I want to see if it says Patrick.
So what you're going to have is if... The owners of these facilities, if they choose not to rebuild, and of course you have to remember all these trailers and stuff that were wiped away, blown away, and FEMA's not coming in and replacing that. Most of those people didn't have renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance on that stuff. So what do the owners of these, they have to start making money, and they'll probably wind up selling. Those properties will get sold to developers. They'll go ahead, kick out all of the low-wage workers and build pricier places to live, whether it's condos, townhomes.
Well, that may be, but once again, that doesn't turn it into Miami. That is my point. That doesn't. I mean, there's a vibe about the Florida Keys because you are surrounded by water.
South of Key Largo, absolutely.
Well, even in Key Largo, it has a good vibe.
I disagree.
About it. It has a floor. It has a Keys vibe to it.
It has a money vibe. Money.
Floor bars and restaurants in Key Largo still have a cool vibe to them. Just like when you're going out to a Caribbean island. It's not like swanky South Beach. That's my two cents, which means I'm right, and we'll leave it at that. Till next time, before Patrick can say anything else, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.